Good afternoon. Will the committee room please come to order? Welcome back to House Business and Labor. Secretary, please take roll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair Seekins Crowe.
Excused.
Vice Chair Harvey.
Excuse me.
Nellie.
Representative Anderson.
Here.
Representative Bergstrom.
Here.
Representative Carter.
Here.
Representative Fitzgerald.
Here.
Representative Galloway.
Well, I'm in the dark down here, but I am present.
Representative Gist.
Excused. He's here.
Representative Gunderson.
Here.
Representative Carlin.
Here.
Representative Logie.
Here.
Representative Lynch.
Here.
Representative Marshall.
Here.
Representative Matthews.
Here.
Representative Nickel.
Here.
Representative Oblander.
Here.
Representative Sullivan.
Here.
Representative Zolnikoff.
Excused.
Chair Buttry.
Here. Members, we have a quorum. We're able to do business. We have our fine Senate sponsor here. And by the way, thank you, Senator, for doing this afternoon so we didn't have to get up really early in the morning. And with that, we will open the hearing on Senate Joint Resolution number 30. Senator Gillespie.
Okay. Mr. Chair, thanks for having me. And since we're all trying to get out of this place, why, I'll try to be brief, get the show on the road, and get going. I'm Bruce Butch Gillespie, Senate District 9, up on the High Line there from Sweetgrass, Montana at the border, all the way down to the interstate coming to Helen here at Craig. So anyway, Senate Joint Resolution 30. Requests an interim study of viticulture, which is a growing part of grapes and berries, and then the ag part that produces the wine and distribution and licensing phase. Now, the deal is wine doesn't fit the mold quite as well as breweries and distilleries fit into. Yet in our business and labor, of which your chair spends quite a bit of time, we tend to try to lump them all together. Wineries are very unique. Literally, they go from the farm to the dinner table in most cases, especially here in Montana. And we do have some very unique areas that grow really fine grapes and berries that you can make into wine. Another thing that intrigues me and got me interested in this was 8 to 15 acres of land in the right microclimate can sustain a family operation by taking it all the way to the consumer, production phase and everything. It's a great way to increase the opportunity to expand our family farms and our number one economic driver, agriculture, in the state of Montana. Value-added ways to bring the next generation into the family business is a hot topic, whether it's the wineries or in the grains or livestock, whatever. That's kind of where it's at right now. So with that, I will sit and have some proponents. We'll go from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Gillespie. We'll start with proponents to SJR 30.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Rachel Prevost, P-R-E-V-O-S-T. I represent Montana Farmers Union. We stand in support of Senate Joint Resolution 30. MFU encourages continued research and development and marketing of new and existing specialty crops in Montana. We support development of Montana vineyard production and marketing through Montana wineries. Advances in interspecies cold hardy hybrid grapes means that Montana can start developing distinctive niche wines, and this bill can look at how we can revise code to accommodate wine grown in Montana. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Prevost. Are there any other proponents? Seeing none. Are there opponents? Seeing none. Informational witnesses? Seeing none. Questions from the committee? Questions from the committee? Representative Logie.
For the sponsor, please.
Senator Gillespie.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Representative Logie. Mr. Chair and Senator, I was just wondering, proportion-wise, east to west in Montana, what are the numbers, and are there many in the eastern part of the state wineries?
Not nearly as much. Miles City, though, is a, they tell me, a real good microclimate for there's a lot more I don't know about this industry than what I do know, but it seems like it takes these really unique areas, and they do have, through genetics and everything, they have berries now that can take the 30 degree below weather in the winter, still survive and come out and make more wine the next year. So so I know Miles City, and I'm sure there are other ones, but it's just something that it's sort of in its infancy, and the people that are in the industry say we got to break out of this mold and kind of get over the hump and get more people involved, and just they feel it's a really great opportunity to expand that form of agriculture and let us enjoy some fine Montana wine instead of having to go all the way to California or the East Coast or France or gosh knows where.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. It does surprise me, Miles City.
Ms. Prevo, do you have anything to add as to where these wineries are located? Okay, you don't. All right. Any further questions? Representative Galloway.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, for Ms. Prevo.
Ms. Prevo.
Mr. Chair, Representative Galloway.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rachel, I was just curious, has the universities ever delved into studying this at all, and would they bring anything?
You know, I'm not super familiar if that is the case or not, Mr. Chair, Representative Galloway.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions? Seeing none, Senator Gillespie, please close on your bill.
Okay, thank you much for the great hearing. It was short and sweet, and that's what we want right now. A little bit in answer to this last question there, I think one of the research stations, probably the one on the west side of the mountains, has done some research, like say this is a genetic thing and trying to get the right berries with the right fit to our Montana climate, because they say they're, the cold weather grapes do have their own unique flavor and all the good things that wine connoisseurs like. So so anyway, great question. So with that, I will just go ahead and close. I thank you for your time, and hope we can push this through and just give agriculture one more little boost.
Thank you, Senator. Much. Senator, do you have a House sponsor in mind if this were to pass committee? Or we can just assign one if you don't.
All right, sure. Okay. Sure. Somebody must drink wine in here. maybe it'll be a fight over it.
Thank you, Senator Gillespie. This will close the hearing on SJR 30. Members, Jameson did pull up a map of wineries in Montana, and it is spread from the northwest all the way to the east, so it does appear that folks are finding a way to create these grapes in different parts of Montana. So with that, members, we're going to go into executive action. Vice Chair Seekins-Crowe, would you move to concur on the bill, please?
SJR 30.
There we go. Mr. Chair, I move SJ 30 to concur.
Heard the motion of the Vice Chair. Is there discussion on the motion? Representative Logie.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I think this would be a great bill for the Transportation Interim Committee.
No. Thank you, Representative Gist.
We could travel around. No, I really serious. We have a lot of wineries that have been starting out in western Montana, and we're seeing them. I think as far as the alcohol industry, they're a little bit behind, and I think anything we can push to help that business, I think this is a plus. This could be a plus. Thank you.
Representative Gist.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and this is just an observation. I think that if Representative Sullivan or Hoblander carry this bill, they would have to honor Mel Tillis and the 2006 song Stomp Them Grapes.
We should make that a requirement. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, in answer to one of the inquiries earlier, Fort Keogh in Miles City, which is a research station that works federal and with Montana State, also does some grape research, and there are some wineries along the Tongue River in Miles City, Mr. Chair.
Further discussion? All right, I'll throw in my two cents. I think It's interesting that maybe this is a way that we can get to learn more about the technology that's come up through the university system. But one of the reasons that I really like this bill is when we talk about licensing, we truly do throw wineries into the licensing mix with brewers and distillers, and it is separate. So I'm going to support this because I think it would be an opportunity for us to look and find out whether we need some separate sections in code just dealing with wineries if we've lumped them in the wrong group, or maybe we find out the right group. So with that, we'll call for the question. I guess we can try a voice vote. All in favor, do concur SJR 30, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? We don't need proxies. Okay, we don't need proxies. SJR 30 has passed committee. Looking for a volunteer. Representative Sullivan has volunteered to carry SJR 30. We'll now leave executive action. Thank you all for making the time this afternoon, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bridget. Thank you.
Well, I'll have a wine.
Thanks, Senator. Oh, yeah.